Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online podcast on Friday, July the 24th. 4 months after the start of lockdown, laws have been brought in, meaning we now have to wear a face covering while shopping. The government says we need to cover our mouth and nose in stores, banks, takeaways and supermarkets to try and stop the spread of coronavirus. But some high street chains like Costa and Sainsbury's say they won't challenge customers who don't wear face masks. Well, our reporter, Jack Dyson, has been chatting to some shop owners today. First, he caught up with John Scanlon, who runs Marlowe Florists in Canterbury.
We've had two customers in this morning, neither of them had masks. The first one stood outside the shop while we served them. The second one, we gave them one of our masks. But obviously, people haven't got it in their head yet, they've got to wear them. It hasn't. You can see around town, people have got them carrying them and they're wearing them. You've just got to get used to it. Simple as that.
And so how were they this morning, the customers, not wearing masks? Were they...
Well, the young lady was apologetic. She just forgot.
Was she the one who stood outside?
She's the one that stood outside. And then there was an older man, I suppose 50s, and he was going to walk out and not buy until I gave him one of my masks.
Oh, really?
Which is there for my staff. Yeah, so...
So
I'm not going to turn him away. You know, there's no customers anyway at the minute.
So how do you think it's going to affect your business?
Hopefully people will just get it in their heads. I mean, the social distancing thing, most people took it on the chin and abided by the rules. Hopefully people will just get used to the fact that they've got to wear it. You know, I've got one. Obviously, I ain't got it on now, but if I go in a shop, I'll stick it on, take it off when I come out of the shop. You know, it's the rules, isn't it?
In Whitstable, Sally Miller owns Anchors Away Vintage.
From this morning, two customers without masks.
Did you tell them stick a mask
on?
I
said that they had an exemption. So
yeah,
there's nothing you can do.
When they say they've got an exemption, do you have to ask for proof or can I just get away with it?
We're not prepared to go into detail with people. I make sure they use gel. If nobody uses gel, they don't come in, full stop. Because that's hard work for us, because everything has to go away for 72 hours. So,
aside from those two people, how have your customers dealt
been
with
absolutely it? Lovely. Absolutely lovely. They've usually gelled as they're coming up the road, and I'm going, no, don't worry, there's something here. Because they see it written on the explanation on the window, and so they're gelling outside when they could gel inside.
Prior to this,
I've had two refusals. All the time we've been open, I've had two refusals.
Oh, good. What were they saying?
Didn't like using it, so I offered them hand washing facilities, which I have as well.
Did they use them?
No.
So what did you do with them? Showed them the exit?
Yes.
Anyone caught breaking the rules could be fined up to £100. But some questions have been asked as to why wearing a face covering has only just become mandatory when the pandemic has been around for such a long time. Well, Thanet MP Sir Roger Gale says it does make sense.
As more and more shops are open, thank goodness, more and more businesses are open, people are going into more and more closed spaces, and that's the key to this. It makes sense now to introduce face masks. It wasn't necessary earlier because people weren't going into those premises in large numbers. Now they will be, with any luck. So let's err on the side of safety and try to make, as far as we can, sure that we don't have another spike in the autumn. That's the last thing anybody wants. Most people use common sense. I think most people will understand the reasoning behind this and most people will play ball. There will be a few idiots that don't. There always are.
More now on the easing of lockdown, and leisure centres across Kent are getting ready to reopen this weekend after being closed for 4 months. Gyms and swimming pools will have to follow government rules to try and stop the spread of coronavirus. Core, the gym in Maidstone, is limiting capacity to 50 people, will be checking everyone's temperatures as they come in and have moved equipment to allow for social distancing. Assistant Manager Oliver Wilmot says they're delighted to be welcoming customers back.
I think we've all been sitting at home, not doing much for a long period of time. So it's going to be very nice to get back in the gym and see all of our members who we've missed dearly. So it will be a little bit different to how it was before. We've moved a lot of the equipment around, so there's more space between. We've obviously got signage up to enforce social distancing to make sure everyone's safe. There will be little things like you'll have to bring your own water bottle. We won't have paper cups like we normally would. We're also going to be checking people's temperatures as they enter the gym just to make sure no one has a fever. And again, you know, this is to help keep people safe. The guidelines from the government have said that we, based on the size of our facility, we can have 100 people in the gym at once, which obviously sounds like quite a lot of people. So initially what we're planning to do is limit the numbers to 50 people, but this will be on a first come first basis, with a queue if it gets over maximum capacity, which we don't anticipate it probably will initially. But again, this is something that we'll be reviewing constantly. So, you know, if it feels like it's too busy, then we will take make adjustments to that number. You know, it's a big part of the life, a big part of a lot of people's lives going to the gym. And a lot of people, you know, it's not only the physical benefits they get, but also the mental benefits. You know, I think it's such an important thing for mental health that, you know, it's definitely a positive for everyone that we're opening. You know, it'll probably take a little bit of time to get used to, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, I don't think it's going to be too bad if I'm being honest. I think once people have been in and experienced, you know, the new norm, I think it's going to be okay. And, you know, going into August and September, it's probably likely that more restrictions will be loosened, which will obviously enable us to get a little bit closer back to, the norm of before. Any business that has had to close their doors over lockdown has, you know, we'd much rather have been able to be open in some way, but we have received a lot of support from our members, so we're still feeling very positive about the future. And I think, you know, it could have been a lot worse for us, and fortunately our members have been very supportive, and that's helped massively.
Kent Online News.
In other news today, a man's died in a house fire in Dover. Emergency crews were called to Primrose Hill late last night but were unable to save him. Another person was treated by paramedics and the cause of the blaze is being investigated. A gang who left a man seriously injured after attacking and stabbing him in Ramsgate have been jailed for a total of more than 30 years. Eight people aged between 17 and 20 have been convicted over the assault on a 25-year-old in Harbour Street last May. A 16-year-old girl who died after being hit by a train at Swanley Station has been described as an amazing girl inside and out. Tributes are being paid to Jasmine Morris following her death on Wednesday. Flowers have been left outside the railway station. 32 people have been arrested as part of an operation to tackle drugs being brought in and out of London, Kent and Essex. Officers used automatic number plate recognition cameras around the Dartford crossing to target vehicles believed to be linked to violent crime. More than a dozen vehicles and £40,000 in cash were also seized. Elsewhere, police are investigating a number of fires that have broken out at Dartford Heath. They're stepping up patrols following a number of blazes in the last week. The latest was yesterday evening when crews were called after 200 metres of heathland caught alight. Now, even more of us are going to be able to get the winter flu jab this year. The government's aiming to double the vaccination programme in England, meaning 30 million people will be eligible. Over 50s, all health and care workers and children going into year 7 can now get it for free. Faversham MP Helen Whateley is also the health minister. She says it'll help the NHS cope over the winter months, especially if there's another surge in coronavirus infections.
By having flu under control, then we're protecting our NHS, then we're keeping our NHS ready to cope in the event that we should get extra COVID in the winter, and trying to avoid people having COVID and flu at the same time.
In other health news today, it's been revealed almost a quarter of all coronavirus deaths in hospitals in England are now happening in East Kent. New figures show 46 people died with COVID-19 in hospitals in the week to Tuesday. 11 of them were at sites in Ashford, Margate, Canterbury, Folkestone and Dover. East Kent Hospitals Trust say they're working closely with Public Health England to work out why the numbers are so high. Thousands of patients in Kent are still waiting for cancer screening appointments after the coronavirus outbreak caused a huge backlog. Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust have a waiting list of around 8,000 people for things like breast screening. The services were put on hold when the pandemic started, but have begun to resume, with the Trust saying they hope to be running at normal capacity by the end of August. A Kent woman who's battled ME for most of her life has won a top award for the book she wrote about it. Jessica Taylor Bierman was diagnosed with a debilitating illness when she was just 14 and spent years confined to her bed. This was the moment the 29-year-old found out she'd won the People's Book Prize for The Girl Behind Dark Glasses during a virtual ceremony while in her living room.
And the number one prize goes to A Girl Behind Dark Glasses by Jessica Taylor-Bierman. Well done, Jessica.
Thank you so much. It is such an honour to receive this award for A Girl Behind Dark Glasses. Back in 2006, I was admitted into hospital and spent the next 4 years fighting for my life with severe ME, which is myalgic encephalomyelitis. I'd never heard of ME, but it started to control my whole life. I'd always dreamt of being an author, and I was trapped inside my body. I mean, I couldn't speak, eat or move.
£30 million is going to be spent on restoring and redeveloping a Grade 2 listed building in Maidstone. Len House in the town centre is going to be transformed into a mix of commercial space and more than 150 new homes. Plans were given the go-ahead at a meeting last night. People living in Canterbury, Whitstable and Herne Bay could soon be able to call back refuse trucks if they missed collecting their rubbish. The City Council are going to be taking over control of emptying bins from Serco next January in a bid to improve collection rates. New tech is going to be brought in, like an app which will let people report missed collections and make it easier for the council to track waste trucks. In sport today, Kent's Zach Crawley has been dropped for England's third and deciding test against the West Indies. He hasn't done too well with the bat in the previous two games and won't be playing in the decider at Old Trafford. The series is currently 1-1. And at Kent Online, we're taking a trip down memory lane with pictures from carnivals in the county from back in the day. Click on the in-depth section to see some of the floats that grace the streets of towns including Deal, Chatham, Herne Bay and Canterbury. That's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Just head to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.